nanohub.org.
You can follow along with this presentation using printed slides from the NanoHub. Visit www.nanohub.org and download the PDF file containing the slides for this presentation. Print them out and turn each page when you hear the following sound. Enjoy the show.
This is also super lattice, but metallic one super lattice has hard coating, not a thing with a magnetic property. This was a very recent work of one of my PhD students, Julio Caicedo, and this is the system we have studied: titan carbide nitride on titan carbide nitride with niobium. This is a very complicated system, also. Almost all the periodic table is in there. And what is the idea of this work? Is try to use this multi-layer alt hard coating and with very good mechanical property, and harness, low friction coefficient, also corrosion resistant system. This work is done at our center with a system in the CDT Astin Sena in Cali and in collaboration with the Universidad de Barcelona in Spain. Okay, let me show you first the outline of this talk. First of all, I want to give the motivation for this kind of work. Experimental details, field characterization to X-ray diffraction, transmission electron microscopy, nanoindentation, pin on this vertex, and one analysis of the tribological property of this system. So the idea is to produce this multi-layer as wear protected thin film with low friction coefficient, increased hardness, as well as corrosion properties for to cover for in machine and tools. Mainly tungsten carbide and 4140 steel. Our goal is to improve the mechanical property for possible industrial application in high performance and aggressive environmental. The idea is in our state, El Valle del Cauca, we produce paper from sugarcane. Sugarcane is very aggressive to the cutting tools. And the idea is to cover these cutting tools to cut paper from sugarcane by using this type of multilayer. Okay, let me show you first some previous work by using this multilayer. Of course, we start with titan nitride. This is the standard hard coating material. And after that, we do a multilayer with titan nitride and zircon nitride as multilayer. You see here the structure we can produce, titan nitride, zircon nitride, and so on. And if we made a look at the harness, as function and the bilayer number, you see an enhancement of the harness as elastic modulus, when the number of the bilayer increase. This work has recently published in this Material Science and Engineering B, and you can take a look about that. Another system we have to also try to produce is, not try to produce, we have produced titan nitride. Also, we want to produce actually...
Can you go back to previous slide?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Are you going to discuss this again? Are you going to talk about this later also?
Sure. Okay. Before we start this work, we have tried to produce cubic boron nitride. Cubic boron nitride is one of the hardest materials in the nature. But the problem is if you put boron nitride on steel, you don't have a good addition. So one possibility is try to put some buffer layer. One buffer layer is titan nitride, carbon, boron carbide and boron, nitride carbidal, buffer layers. So you see here this type of structure, and we have done all the characterization of this type of multilayer, very good addition of carbon nitride and very good mechanical properties. So the idea in this work was to produce a multilayer by using titan carbide nitride and titan carbide nitride doped with niobium. Niobium is a very good element to control the corrosion. The idea here is to produce on stainless steel or tungsten carbide or silicon a layer of 3 micrometer and changing the thickness of the individual multilayer between one, that means each multilayer 1.5 micrometer to 200, that means each lattice period is around 15 nanometers, so from micrometer to nanometer. And here is this work also has been appeared in May, I think, in this paper, in this journal. And here, before we start this thing, we do some corrosion measurement in titan carbide nitride, on titan carbide nitride with niobium as individual layer. And we saw a very an improvement in the corrosion property by using the layer with niobium. That was the idea, the original idea. So we have a system in our lab in order to test individual layers. This is a self-made sputtering system to do the first measurement. And we have in the CT Austin Center this system. This is a pilot plant. It's a quite good system. The system contains four-inch target with a four-channel fluxometer, 2 DC power, 2 DC RF power, and all is computer control and a system that can be a very good control for the production of the individual layer. This is our system we have and here are some examples of the material we can prepare on different cutting tools, multi-layer from titan nitride and silicon nitride, also titan nitride or titan aluminum nitride. And this is for cutting tools, but also for metrics for plastic industry. Here are different examples. This is a system we can use to give some service to the industry to produce this kind of cutting for the different uses. In the case of the sample we are discussing, we have 2 targets face to face, titan carbide and niobium, and we rotate our sample and face to the niobium and face to the titan carbide in order to produce the multilayer. Here are the details of the deposition parameter in the multilayer, substrate temperature in this range, and here is the power density, bias, and so on. So we control exactly the different parameters, especially the bias, in order to produce a high quality thin film and deposit on different cutting tools. In this case, it's an example of a tungsten carbide inset with this cover with this multilayer. So one thing is important if we have really super lattice. In order to see if you have super lattice, you need to do some characterization, X-ray diffraction. And you see here a function of the periodicity of the multilayer, the interface peak due to the multilayer formation. And by using this relation, you can obtain from this measurement the periodicity of the superlattice. And if you compare the data you obtain from this relationship and the period calculated from the deposition rate, we have well calculated, also you see here a very good agreement. So we can control in a perfect way the thickness of the individual layer in the range of some tenth nanometer. Here is some example of X-ray diffraction in high angle. Also, you see here that the peak shift to the lower angle, that means that in our multilayer are grown under compressive stress. But more important issue is here. Look, this not only in X-ray diffraction, but also in transmission electron microscopy. I show you here two examples. One sample with 200 multilayer with a periodicity of 15 nanometer, and the other with 30 bilayer, a periodicity of 100 nanometer. You see very sharp interface between the titan carbide nitride and the titan carbide nitride topped with niobium. Here is a high resolution cross section. You look at the interface of these two types of material. You see a very atomic charge interface with some unit cell of Romney's between the multilayer. So take a look at the this dimension is 5 nanometer. So we have here a titan carbide nitride from around 15 nanometers thick. By using the yields, we saw the modulation of the niobium. So niobium is modulate quite perfect with the multilayer. So once a layer contain niobium, the other is niobium free, and you see here in this lid. But also in SIMS analysis, as you see here in SIMS analysis for sample deposited on steel, so the nitrogen, so almost constant, carbon, titan, but you see here the modulation of the niobium quite perfect, so the number of this peak is almost much perfect with the number of bilayer we want to produce. So we have a very good control of this grow of this type of multilayer. So, after this structural characterization, we start with mechanical property. We use our AFM system in our lab that have include a nano indenter. So the we made a matrix of nano indentation here. You can see here in this AFM image. And we can have from this AFM image of one of these nano indenter, we can obtain the so-called area function of this nano indentation by AFM. And by using the Oliver Parr method, this is an analysis of this curve. Load as displacement is in nanometer or here in
Pedro, so what's the physics of this result? I mean, I'm still a little confused by how you know, when you have multiple layers, is it basically just the strains that are coming?
The idea is the following. If you normally the grain boundary corresponds to a pinning center for the movement of dislocation. Okay, so you know if you reduce the size of the grains, you improve the mechanical property. But what we are doing here is trying to produce artificial grind boundary in a controlled way. So by reducing the thickness of the multilayer, with the same thickness, we increase the grind boundary, the interface. And this number of interface control the movement of the dislocation. And that is the main idea behind us. You can produce artificially grind boundary, and in this way you can control or you can improve the mechanical property, in this case hardness of joint modulus or something like that. Also the corrosion. The problem with corrosion is if you have a very thick sample, that means hole-free, you can reduce the corrosion. If you have multi-layer, you can control also the corrosion of the system, and that is the main idea. Okay? But the physics behind that is the control of the movement of dislocation through artificial barrier.
I thought that that affects the hardness more, you know. The elastic modulus is known to be a weak effect, and that's why, I can see why hardness will change and has to improve, but the improvement in modulus is an interesting thing that I had not expected.
That's interesting because so we have studied, and there are some more information in this publication. That so, if you have this heterostructure with different elastic modulus, if you can produce really sharp interface, the elastic modulus increase over the addition of the normal elastic modulus. So you see here what happens. Also, in this nano indentation, there is a better mechanical performance as the number of bilayer increase. Here in more detail, so then the hardness and function of the bilayer number. So you see here that for modulation in the range of 15 nanometer, you have almost a saturation of this hardness, in this case around 42 gigapascal. And in the case, so I have here for one monolayer, here the elastic modulus also increased with the number of bilayer or the reducing the thickness of the individual layer. We made also friction measurement with the friction coefficient by using this trigometer, and you see here that in this case also the friction coefficient is drastically reduced with the number of bilayer. It is around 0.25, around 0.1. This is a enhancement of this number of this friction coefficient. As you see here, the individual layer show this friction coefficient, and the multilayer, you have here this friction coefficient, very low friction coefficient. And as you see here in the wear test, the in the pin on this measurement, as you see here, for 1.5 micrometer and 1.50 nanometer, you see clearly the enhancement of the wear property of the multilayer. And by using this scratch test, you can see here the critical load before the coating fill addition to the substrate. The two you see here, the behavior, the friction coefficient, and function of the load we put is in nanometer in newton. So you see here the cohesive failure here, and here the adhesive failure of this coating on this is in this case in some silicon. The critical load increase also with the number of bilayer, going from 50 to around 80 Newton in this case for a 50 nanometer bilayer thickness. And you see here the same image for the different multilayer and function of the number of bilayer. So, let me say that micro and nanometric multilayer coating was successful deposit on by RF magnetron sputtering with period ranging from 1.5 micrometer to 15 nanometer. Hardness coefficient and elastic modulus go from 42 to 408 gigapascal, as the number of five layers go from, one or two to 200. Low friction coefficient was successful in multilayer coating. And this can be due to an interface effect. High hardness combined with carbon contained lubricant, the carbon contained lubricant present, make the multilayer a very good candidate for use at hard and low friction coating tools. Okay, this is all the analysis, and we have deposit this kind of multilayer on real coating tools, and we have test this in a real coating machine in a company that coating paper, and the improvement of the life of these coating tools by using this kind of multilayer is around 180% better than the same tool without this multilayer, without this hard coating. So we are working now with another possibility. In this case, we have the thickness constant and vary the individual bilayer thickness. And now what we want to do is try to optimize the total thickness of the multilayer by keeping constant the bilayer thickness. At the low number we can do, it's around 10 nanometer with our system. Okay. That's it that I want to show you. This is a flavor of different thing we have done also in the oxide thin film and in the case of hard coating. So other work we are doing in composites and also in other kind of material, but I think you have a good flavor what we are doing in our lab.